The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. I don't know about you guys, but it's going well for me. We are seeing a number of mortgages not paid like we've never seen since the 2008 crisis. Those are the signs that the assault onto bureaucracy of Trump is working. There are people who will lose homes, and that is needed. That is needed for a more healthy economy around real estate. It's needed for the state to stop being the arbiter of who wins in life. All of these bureaucrats serve nothing. They are given positions based on their skin color, gender, that kind of crap. And it has to end. And now we're seeing a real effect where Bitcoin is rising again. The mortgage system is cracking. I don't know if it might very well peak above the 2008 crisis. Right now, we're in the territory of the 2008 crisis, and it's a needed cleanup of the leftist economy and the way they give themselves jobs and they invent their titles like diversity official, and they pay themselves 60K, 80K, 100K. It has to end because it's a fiction. You don't have the means to pay for your own houses, and it's so beautiful. The normie squeeze is in operation. It's working. I love it. Yesterday, I made a discovery. I opened the bottle of Corbière 2020, south of France, exactly where my jeans come from, and I was drinking it while I was reflecting on what will happen with my 95 days age dry age sirloin. Man, it's starting to accumulate molds. You can see the little waves of whiteness around it. That is mold taking on. It's totally blackened, totally hardened. I feel like it could last forever. I feel like I could eat the steak in 2 years from now and it would still be healthy. Very satisfied about the result. I still haven't decided what I would do with this top sirloin, 95 days age. But it is a thing of beauty to see it develop in my refrigerator. Look at this. This is mold growing on the top. Those are filaments of mold. You have waves of mold here. This is what I was looking for. It took more time than I thought, but we're there. Now I have to reflect on how do I cook this monster. Thankfully, because of the preservation technique, I have many days or even weeks ahead of me to make a decision. But it's going well. And I realized something about red wine. This is a public service announcement for your health. I think I'm much more healthy after a glass of wine. Yesterday, I drank just one glass. And today, all day, I felt that my cardio is much better. I felt like I'm 10 years younger. So don't drink to be drunk, but perhaps drink a little bit of red wine. Science has already shown, I knew in principle, that red wine makes you more healthy in terms of your arteries, your veins. It cleans up something. There's something in wine that cleans up. And perhaps it's really just wine. Perhaps it doesn't apply to beer or strong alcohol. But there's something that cleaned up because My heart feels younger. I feel that there's more circulation of blood in my entire body. I feel better. I feel like the effect of aging has been reversed. So I think I'm going to start drinking a glass of wine a week, maybe. Not to the point of being dehydrated, not to the point of threatening my liver health, but just enough to maintain some of that beneficial cardio action. Robin Hood says, mortgages not paid where? In the US or Canada? Oh, well, the data I've seen on Twitter was for the US. But I wouldn't have, I'm sure that Canada is following the US like usual. Let's open up Dota and play some Dota tonight because there's nothing much happening on the public space. All right. Ranked Dota. All pick. Let's see if we can get a game going. Oh yeah. Maybe I should have went captain mode. Yes, there are terpenes in wine. There is resveratrol. I knew in principle that red wine has something very, very good for your circulatory health. But for today, I felt it for the first time. It's like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Because as I age, you know, there's many symptoms that are related to my cardiac health. I take some medications to try to maintain, mostly like preventive medication to try to extend my life. But I know that I'm going to die from a cardiac arrest. Almost certain, given my family history. The game has not started, so we're going to have to wait in queue. Perhaps it's a good occasion to get Captain Mode. Oh, wait. Captain Mode doesn't exist anymore. I'm such an old player. There's no more Captain Mode. Holy shit. Okay, we're going to do an all pick. Wow, it's like this is what happens when you play a game for a decade. You don't even follow the developments. I think that some of the symptoms, like sometimes I feel like my hands aren't getting their full portion of blood. Sometimes I wake up and if I slept like this, my hand is kind of paralyzed. Like it hasn't gotten enough blood because I put some weight on it. And with the red wine, feel like there's blood that has been invigorating all of the pieces of my body. I'm sure it's good for my brain too. I'm sure it's good for all of this. Bruto says, I was doing cardio 4 to 5 times a week until the lockdowns. I started again in September of 2023, and man, it's hard to get back to where I was 5 or 6 years ago. Oh yeah, aging is something, you know. There's no denying aging. It's okay. When you're old, you don't need to be in super shape. I think that some people just push it too far. Being, you know, these 60 years old who are doing these weightlifting. But yeah, definitely aging is a feeling. You feel it a lot. But there are ways, clever ways you can counter it in ways that don't consume too much time or money. Here we have a game starting. I'll pick. Oops. Wrong window. I'll pick. Let's do this. 8 players accepted. End of the line. Joel says, Uncle Jared is super fit. Oh yeah, I mean, there are people who are already fit as they get into old age, so of course they can stay fit easier. For me, it's not. I'm never going to become a gym bro. That is certain. way too much of a geek for this, willing to do some degree of effort to just extend my life, but I'm not willing to spend 8 hours a day jogging so that I can live 8 more hours at the end of the day. The techies, hard support, might go for Shadow Shaman, hard support. I'll be back in a second. All right. Jeff, what's your preferred beverage for gaming? Thoughts on whiskey and Pepsi? I mean, whiskey and Pepsi can be good. But at this point, I think I'm going to go red wine, because the red wine effect has been very welcomed in my life. I don't think I have ever felt this effect, like cardio enhancement. Don't think I've ever felt this on whiskey. That being said, generally I don't drink while gaming. Generally I don't drink in general. I'm not a drinker. I used to consume some degree of alcohol, but I would say I got tired, so I'm not drinking to be drunk anymore. When I was a young man, I did drink to get drunk often, a couple of times a week. I've never done wild stuff, you know, I've always been just drunk at home. Not a very social guy. Alright, so our role as the Shadow Shaman, we will do a disable special. Shadow Shaman can be a new car with the Iter Shock. We're gonna go full disable, because generally that's what the team needs. To be supportive of your team. So the Shadow Shaman has been reworked and nerfed quite a lot across the years. It used to be my go-to hero. At this point it has been considerably weakened. And you guys let me know if the volume level of the game is appropriate with respect to my microphone. The spirit moves me. So the Shadow Shaman has always been a specialist of disable, having two spells that can disable the opponent. At this point with the special attack Chicken Fingers, we can even say that the Shadow Shaman has three spells to disable. We will try to maximize the amount of time that the opponent cannot do anything. As the shades direct, I hear and obey. Hippo is coming, but we're going to intimidate him. Oh yeah. Okay, we have to run away while our team completes the work, and yes! We have a first blood. See, I stayed just long enough not to die. I disable and then I run away. That is what the Shadow Shaman does, and we have the biggest bonus in the game. The first blood. Gonna heal a little bit. Get started on the laning. Oh, we have a Jekiro with low health. An under attack. Well, now our Bloodseeker is in trouble. We'll try supporting him out of this trouble. Here, I am in trouble, but I can hold on to the clockwork, and I'm dead. It's okay. It's okay. We got the Bloodseeker out of trouble. Let it be. Now the clockwork is trying to stun our Bloodseeker. Oh, captured. Oh, some hits on the Jack Hero. Deny the creep. This Jack Hero is trying to be... We'll try to get out of this place. The clockwork is dumping his stuns. Ah! Let's go! Get him! Oh, la 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 la. Well, it's okay. Dead Shadow Shaman. We have to walk back to the tower. Thing that we fed two deaths, but we got the first blood, and we will pull the lane here toward the neutral creeps. Viper down. Gonna deny some XP to the other team, and we got our second spell, the chicken hex. Shadow Shaman has a considerably strong attack, so it's worth it to harass when you can throw projectile. Here we are at a distance with the clockwork. Our BS is going. But the clockwork has opened his little buzzers. But we're gonna flee in team. Beat the Bloodseeker with a tango. Have I played Smite? No, I haven't. People wanted to play me to play Portal, Oblivion, Remake. I don't know about these games, guys. I don't know if I want to do something as radical as just trying to play another game. I don't feel ready. This clockwork and his repeated stun is starting to annoy me. Now they got the Bloodseeker, that's looking bad. 9-1. So it's basically Dota 2 in third person. Okay. How about League? Well, I tried League of Legends. I'm not satisfied at all. Dota 2 is so much more interesting than League. League is so cheap. in terms of the heroes, the spells. It's like, he's like a big pudding of unspecificness to me.
Your middle tower is under attack.
I hear. I go.
The competitive aspect of Dota is really what I want to bring into my own computer game that I'm programming. That to me is the most important thing, that you can have an elo, that you can pursue rankings. I think that there are games that would have been absolutely great, but because they didn't care about competitiveness, they became really crap games. Left 4 Dead being one example. Left 4 Dead could have been awesome.
Your middle tower is under attack.
But they didn't make it competitive. You ended up with retards playing on your team all the time. There has to be a separation by talent. Maybe we can punish that clockwork for once. With the tower, because he jumps onto the tower like it's nothing. That shouldn't be. Anyways, I'm not necessarily desperate about the outcome of the game, because he's getting me killed, yes. But our Bloodseeker is doing good on farming. Now they pound the tower bottom. It seems that the tower, wow. The bottom lane is really not getting very good results. So it's looking very dark for our team in a way. Still, I've seen comebacks back in my days.
Your middle tower is under attack.
I hear and obey. As you wish.
Okay, we got a Viper who wants to fight. Let's get that clockwork. See if we can add the Jack Hero. Yes, you see how I body blocked that Jack Hero? So it's not a lost team. This team, we can have something going with this team. Those are good players. The BS player is okay. The Viper is okay. We just have to get... Oh my god. The middle lane is in trouble also. All lanes have been pawned. Oh shit. Oh shit. Ah. At least we get the Viper. Maybe we're gonna get a kill on the clockwork. But what would happen with our Bloodseeker in front of this super leveled Meepo? Oh bro, we cannot have a level 10 Meepo out there. What the fuck has happened with the other lanes, guys? We can't do magic here. We have a level 10 Meepo. But if this team loses, it deserved to lose, because that is absolutely unacceptable performance. Now we have our level 6 wards.
I accept your guidance. You are heard.
We can create some action. Particularly that Meeple. We might be able to get him under control with the wards, but I don't want to get net. I'm netted. Ah, the wards. Ah, I'm holding you. And he is trying everything he can. Coming under the tower. Well, where's my team? Where the fuck is my team? I brought him under the tower, less than half HP. That's as good as I can do. Bro, if there's no TP, there's no winning. Ah. Have I been watching the show Last of Us? No, I don't think so. I've heard the name, but I don't know what it's about. Let's hold that Jackie Roll down. Let's go, Hoodwink. All right. We did what we had to do here. A Meepo is coming. Come on, do something. Oh, bye, oh, bye. I don't think we're dead yet.
I mean, Shaman literally just turned and went to walk right into the fucking Meepo coming up.
Yeah, I went to walk into the fucking Meepo, you fucking idiot. Because it was a single Meepo we could have killed with the fucking... whatever his name is, Hoodwink. But Mr. Hoodwink decided that he didn't help. Let's go see if we can get into the action top. See, even if I'm there dropping some good ward stuff, if I don't have a team, see, we might be able to get that Meepo right. There we go. We countered the Meepo. I don't have mana, but I can X him the single attack. Alright, we're starting to see some positive action here. It was tough. A tough beginning.
I'm opposed to taking the occasional bounty.
I accept your guidance.
See, I'm trying to pull this fucking stupid Hoodwink.
Like, I'm all for you learning the game and stuff, just don't queue mid. Don't queue mid.
Your middle tower is under attack.
Granted!
We have a clockwork coming. I escaped him properly. I'm frozen, but it's okay. Let's go, he's under the tower! Kill him! Okay, we got it. See, this should have happened since the very beginning. I'm gonna buy a dagger.
Your middle tower is under attack.
I am not yet worthy to go beyond the hills.
Your middle tower is under attack.
So say the spirit. As the shade direct.
Your top tower has been denied.
Denial of the top tower, at least if we can't defend, we take the gold.
I accept your guidance.
I think some attack is incoming here. Mid. Let's see what we can do.
Tower is under attack.
I hear.
Dire structures are fortified.
Hey,
Oh, I fled the drow. Oh, and we got the meepo, see? I fled just in time not to die. But we have a drow that is escaping now. And we catch him. I have to know where he is. I'm doing my best here to get that meepo under control. Let's go, Hoodwink! Oh yeah, I fled! And will we get that Jack Hero? Let's go! It's like I'm creating just beautiful situation. What the fuck? I'm creating beautiful situation. They go in, they die like fucking idiots. Well, thankfully we got the Jack Hero. Let's go, Oscar. Let's go, Oscar. Disabled. Silenced. Oh, we got the draw. We got the draw. Bro, it's not easy to be a Dota player in the 1000 MMR bracket. And yet, we are not done yet. So say the spirit.
Your middle tower is under attack. Your middle tower is under attack.
I hear.
Radiant structures are fortified.
Neutralize the draw. Okay, 3 versus 3. The outcome of the fight is neutral. But we could have done better than any of this.
A poultry sum. Shades, guide me. Yes.
There we go, I'm stuck in the woods. Waiting for the blink dagger.
I hear that old man. Curses. As you wish.
Got a meeple showing up here. We can get to him pretty quick. I don't have my serpent wards, but things are possible. But since our team isn't really here, I might not want to cause anything until I get my serpent wards. We have lion coming to us. Can Viper get to him? Ah, Clockwork got to Viper. Alright, let's get the Clockwork instead. Now we're gonna flee to survive. Of course, if the rest of the team was here, lots of things could happen.
Quit fighting it. Going up. Ah. Why are we fighting it? Why are you even fucking trying,
see,
that, dude?
This team is like, shit. Why are you fighting, huh? Dude. Fucking retards. Wow. We got the clockwork kill. Why are you fighting, bro? I wanna win Dota pacifically. Invisibility.
Shades, guide me.
This team is so inactive. It sucks to play with these guys.
As it please you.
Okay, I can play inactive, I guess. Just gonna walk around. Get some XP where I can. No fighting. But what do you think would happen with a Meepo? A super fed Meepo.
Your middle tower is under attack.
I hear and obey. I've got them. You're over there.
They're trying to get me with the clockwork bottom. I'm gonna flee.
As it please you.
Roshan has fallen to the radiant.
Yeah, now we have an Aegis Meepo. Now what?
I accept your guidance.
They want to get to the Meepo, but he has an Aegis.
Do not fight unless it's under the tower. That's a waste. Well, you might get that. You're still doing it alone.
You might be able to get Meepo, yeah. Yeah, look at what I'm doing right here. Doing magic.
You would just fucking be patient and wait. Quit taking the. You don't want to take the fight to the team that's kicking your ass.
We're not taking the fight to the team, you fucking retard. There was an isolated Meepo, now there's an isolated Jekiro. Look at it. If I had any team member right here with me, we could do some magic. But Oscar decided he doesn't want to play. Oh, we can only fight under towers. Ugh, I'm a boomer. I had Meepo down to 1 HP. Any sort of contribution from the team would have been enough. And I didn't even die. Could get that draw. Let's jump that draw, BS. Go, go, go. And see now. Here, I sacrificed for the team. I would have liked to drop my wards, but I think something good would happen. BS will get the Jekiro. Viper got the clockwork. It's a neutral outcome. Okay. See, I did my job. I did what I had to do. Oscar decides out of nowhere, suddenly wants to fight. Okay. Good. I encourage this. Can we surprise that lion while he suspects nothing? Oh, there was a meepo! Ah! Get that lion still!
Radiant's courier has been killed.
Well, we killed the courier. Can they do something with that lion? Ooh, Oscar! Of all the moments, Oscar decided to attack Meepo now. I'm all for it. But he's now low health. But BS can do something, maybe. So we got the Aegis out of the Meepo, and maybe a second death for Meepo, yes. The BS saves. Oh yeah, everyone dead. Oh yeah. That is what I wanted. That is all we need to do. The neutral system has been totally reworked by Valve. I kind of like the new system with these brawny hit points of all kinds. Can we get this draw? Now this draw has fled into invisibility, but
of course.
Can I surprise him here?
I hear.
Okay, we still did a good operation on this draw. Now we're gonna start building our refresher orb.
Stack the camp, bro! Stack it! Fuck!
Blah, 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 blah,
I'm gonna stand there beside of it.
Welcome to the secret shop.
I hear.
There is no place where my hatred for humanity shows as strongly as in a game.
Your top tower is under attack.
Hey, go! I accept.
You definitely have vision that you just keep walking your little stupid ass over there, Sean. What are you doing, dude?
Let me explain to you, you fucking idiot, Oscar.
Bots, dude.
I'm walking mid because I'm testing their vision. See, I'm not dead, and now I can undo their warding, you fucking retard. You fucking piece of shit. Farming neutrals all game long, like a fucking idiot. Fuck you, Oscar. How far did I make it in EVE Online? Did you try only the free version? Or did you plex your account and tried a few higher tier ships? I've actually... I'll explain to you after this important fight. Okay, let's not make a fight here. Because we got one death, but they fled. I did plex my account a little bit. And I got the Charon vehicle to be a transporter of goods across the galaxy. And let me tell you, I was enjoying, I was doing trips for millions and millions of payments. Let's try to get something here. Neutralize the clockwork. Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Alright. I'm gonna tell you the story later. Just to make sure that we check the vision here. See? I knew there was a word here. So $225 for me being what he described as an idiot walking mid. I did plex my account to an extent, and then I started doing transportation contracts for a microelectronics company in EVE. I had a job in EVE. Oh, bro, the virtual world is quite something. I had a big job in EVE. My job was to transport massive amounts of industrial processed items across the galaxy, doing between 50 and 60 jumps. I was charging millions and billions and trillions of whatever the crap the currency was. But I was a beginner at the game itself, so I was just driving my Charon around. Driving my Charon around and making money, and but I got frustrated because I had invested all this money in my Charon, and a bunch of pirates. I didn't know how to tell. Like, I went into a zone that was just medium risk, and holy shit, they caught me. The pirates caught me. They neutralized my because I was like, oh, as long as I drive relatively quick out of the zone, I should be okay. And so I entered the zone rather carelessly, thinking it's fine. I'm just gonna drive in the garage very quick. I'm gonna get the but then there were these pirates, and they show up with a special net. They netted my ship. They were neutralizing it in place with some special weapon. I was like, no, my Charon! And they just pounded it with laser shots. And so I couldn't work anymore. I didn't want to rebuy a whole Charon. But they just broke it, they destroyed it. Bro, we are getting owned. Why can't we get this Meepo? Get this Meepo killed, please! Okay. Bro, why? Why so much effort to kill the fucking Meepo? We have to concentrate on one. I can propose you a better business. Contract hunting. I made billions on Friday nights nabbing contracts made by people slipping a zero here and there. Okay, well, contract hunting. What do you have to do? You have to kill people? Is that what it is? You want me to kill people in EVE Online? I don't know, bro. I don't know if I'm made for this. It's a job like any other. You gotta pay the mortgage. Well, I don't want to return to EVE Online. First, because, I mean, it's a fantastic virtual space that they've created there. It is absolutely fascinating. It is a genuine economy. But it's too... I don't know, bro. It's too empty space. I was also in the process of building planetary colonies. Was getting pretty good at it, you know, creating complex industrial colonies. Try to keep a meepo here. Wrong meepo, but it's okay. Ah, okay, we got the meepo. Everyone dead. Bro. This team does not inspire much confidence. Can we get these guys? I mean, they're low.
As the Shade Direct.
I made a bunch of alt accounts called Agents, one in each region of New Eden, as you can accept contracts as long as you are in the same region. I cover the galaxy. That's great, bro. But you know, there is the danger of... Ultimately, you don't want your life to become EVE Online. Very dangerous game. A little bit like World of Warcraft, it's too captivating. Now, I would like a world where there is more of an economy, because yes, okay, there's an economy in EVE Online. I would like a... I don't know what I would like. I would just like something more complex, you know, because you can see everything that you have to create in EVE Online. It comes from planetary industry, it comes from mining, and it's like it all trickles down a pre-designed tree of possible combinations. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it's kind of a feeling that there is an economy, but it's like everyone is acting out that economy. Everyone knows it's a fiction. And I don't know. Darby says, do you think JF can see my messages? JF, if you could share your thoughts on my above situation, I would appreciate. JF, I'm thinking about inseminating Asian women exclusively. Bro, we are getting pounded by this freaking meepo. The meepo is the great, you know, cause of this game. I don't have any partner to come do some action. We're gonna have to just lose. I mean, I could drop my serpent wards, but nothing will happen. Everyone is dead. Jeff, I'm thinking about inseminating Asian woman exclusively. I'm not that tall. I have thinning hair. And my dick is average at best, and most white women find these attributes inadequate. I'm not bitter about it. I just want to know what you would do if you were in my shoes. Bro, you've been pawned by woman. You've been convinced of stuff that you shouldn't be convinced of. The dick being average. There's no woman don't care about the dick. Woman will fantasize about your dick being big. If they are fascinated about you. If you are manly, your woman will imagine a big dick. It doesn't really matter. The actual size of the dick doesn't matter. Because women engage in sex as a fantasy. So, you're not that tall and you have thinning hair. Well, okay, those are attributes that put you a little down on the dating market. But if you can, if you have money, or if you have some degree of success, or if you have something to show up for, something that you can show and say, look, I'm successful because of this, and it can be anything, really. If you have anything of the sort, your size won't matter, your thinning hair won't matter. So that being said, is it a bad idea to inseminate Asian women? No, it's very good. Go for it. You have to go wherever there is demand for you. So if that's Asian woman, sure. But don't close the door. Just let all doors open and pursue a self-amelioration if that is needed. But the size of your dick will never be an obstacle to anything, really. And the fact that you have this belief is worrying, because it shows that you are in the wrong psychological mindset. You think it's about the size of your dick, and the size of your dick will never improve. And so you have been deceived. You have been feminized. You have been made to believe to be ashamed of the size of your dick, when in fact it doesn't matter. Dicks of all size doesn't matter. Women don't care about this. They will tell you they care about this, but they will also be able to absolutely just fucking delusionally measure the size of your dick according to your social status. So when a woman gets excited at your dick, it's because she's really excited about your social power or your demonstrated prowesses in some other field, and her brain kind of misattributes it to your dick. She thinks, oh my god, he has such a big dick, but really it's her brain saying he's such an important man. So yes, do go for Asians. In the end, it's about whatever is welcoming to you, whatever works, do it. If Asians work, do it. And yes, you have to broaden the scope if it's currently not working with white females. But it's not the panacea to be going for Asians. It's not gonna fix all problems. So just know that there are punishments for going with Asians. Asians, they find white men exciting. They want to try the white man dick, basically, but they will see you as an object and ultimately as a lesser being. They will have difficulty presenting you to their family because they will always engage with you as if it was just a sex tourism thing. So if you want to be treated as an object, go for an Asian woman. You'll see what I mean. They really think, oh my god, let's do this experience, ooh. But then they treat you like really you're some kind of prostitute that was there to give them an experience. And many of them will not see you as a long-term fit choice for breeding. So that is one problem with Asian people and the whole shame that they will have about presenting you to their family. But it is still possible to breed with the Asian female. And I would pursue this simply if it's an opportunity that shows up. There's no reason to close yourself and to think that's the only thing I can do. But in general, finding a mate is all about broadening your scope, broadening your availability, and working on yourself, working on your value. That's the best way you will broaden your possibility, is by being a highly valuable man. So there's many ways in which you can accomplish this. It's not easy, but that means being desirable. And some of the ways in which you can do this will include having a job, having power, having desirability in some way. You can be high performance in some domain, whether it's your gym work and you're a muscle guy, or whether it's intellectual work and you're a book guy, or whether it's like public work, like doing, becoming an e-celeb, whatever it is, you need to excel at something, or else you won't attract a woman. A woman must have a reason for why you're better for her. And typically it will be that this woman has a predicament to appreciate certain things. So there are women who like geeks. Like my current girlfriend, it's fucking incredible. She looks like a fucking top model, but she likes geeks. And so I am the alpha geek for her. She went and grabbed the absolute alpha geek, which in her domain of specialized interest just happens to be me. Now, that's how you ultimately charm a woman. You have to be the top of realization in some domain. Now, that domain could be a very small local thing. Like, you could just be a good plumber, or you could be someone who has just enough money to pay for a house, and that's what she's looking for. But you have to be good at something. Other than this, your dick will, let me tell you, will not matter at all. The female is a creature that interacts with the world in a way where the world doesn't matter, really. That leads them to all sorts of delusions, which are horrible, but one of the great aspects of it is it leads them into delusions that are positive. So you can totally benefit from this. Sex and resources, that's what they want. Exactly. Thank you, JF. This was fantastic feedback. I'm happy that you enjoyed it. Buto says, the game gets interesting when you get into NullSec and join player-run corporations, but that's where the game gets dangerous, as you said. Yeah, I never really got to NullSec. I've heard about it and all, but it's like, I'm carrying stuff with my Charon around. I was happy. But then pirates destroying my life. In a way, I'm thankful that pirates attacked my gigantic ship, because or else I would have been stuck in this universe forever. Like when I went for EVE Online, I think was when Mama JF left. She left the home, and I was like, "Oh, I'm single now." What keeps me from becoming a driver hauler in EVE Online? Why shouldn't I do it? Oh, bro, the autism. Autism is a hell of a drug. So I was like, well, here's a space of realization that is entirely personal. No one will ever know. But I can be a talented all driver. Now that Mama JF is gone, I do have the extra time. That's how it all started. Oh, bro. If I get my little bird, I'm not gonna be able to put it right away behind my skunk. Just got 8 pheasants from a hunt. Any recommendation on how to prepare it? Well, when you're dealing with wild bird life, it's a lot about how do I keep this thing tender. And one of the strategies, well, is not to cook too much. Another strategy potentially is the introduction of fat to the meat. So you're gonna have to develop a strategy on how do I introduce a proper amount of fat into this meat that the pheasant has, to get that fibrous, juicy meat. How will you do this? Well, you have 2 techniques. You can do a restricted cooking, sous vide cooking. So if you want to take the breast of the pheasants, put them in a Ziploc bag. First, you sear them in a pan, and you put some maybe carrots in the pan. You deglaze with some vinegar. You let the vinegar evaporate while putting aside the cooked portions of the pheasant. So you've only seared the outside. You haven't cooked the inside. And now you take all of this sauce that has come in the pan. You add butter to it generously. You boil away the taste of the vinegar so that you can smell the smoke without having pain in your nose. Then you take all of this and you put it in a Ziploc bag, a freezer Ziploc bag, and you put the breast of the pheasant in that Ziploc bag. You close it with no air inside, so you only have liquid, butter, sauce, and the pheasant breast. And you put that pheasant breast in the Ziploc bag in a heated water container that is specifically heated at 60 degrees Celsius. Precisely 60 degrees Celsius. Nothing more, nothing less. And it has to be strictly followed, 60 degrees Celsius, for 2 hours. At the end of this process, the pheasant will be all juicy, perhaps still even some degree of rareness to it. And you're going to have a pheasant that is properly cooked, sous vide. You get it out of the bag, and there you go. You slice it in quarter inch thick slices, and you're going to enjoy a very special, still rare pheasant that is still juicy. And it's going to have absorbed some of the butter, so that it will have some fatty aspect to it. That is the great defect of these wild games, is that they are way too tough, because you overcook them. They don't have their own fat. They live in the wild, so it's harder for them to accumulate energy than it is at the farm. So that's how you correct, with generous butter and long cooking. Now, another option is to, instead of doing sous vide and a shy cooking, you're going to do a more aggressive cooking, but still with lots of butter. So you're going to have a searing phase that will be, let's say, you sear just like you would have seared in the other case. And you do the sauce still. You can still remove the pheasant breast. Throw in some onion, carrot, garlics. Fry them in the searing juice. you recuperate all of the searing juice by scratching with vinegar or red wine that you throw into the hot pan. You scratch, you get all of that taste into a sauce. You eventually boil it separately from the pheasant. That will give you your sauce. Meanwhile, you put the pheasant in some amount of juice. Juice that you will have put in a pot, you know, and you put that pheasant, that juice could be some of that sauce that you have in your pan. It could be a mix of that sauce of the pan with perhaps, you know, chicken broth, that kind of thing. And you put this at 350 for and with a topping so that it boils. And importantly, this juice must be filled with butter. So basically, you want to boil. You want to boil this pheasant breast in butter and sauce in the oven at 350 for 30 minutes to an hour. And you're gonna get that kind of candied, exciting, bright pheasant breast with these filaments of muscles that you want to hear, to feel. But we just won at Super Auto Pets. Plus 14 on my Elo score. I didn't want to finish the stream on a loss at Dota, so we finished instead on a recipe for pheasants with a victory at Super Auto Pets. Geordash says, yo, I tried watching that shit after JF's interview with those two chicks, and man, the brain rot of that show is insane. I couldn't make it more than a few minutes. Oh, are you talking about these fucking Alberta woman? I mean, I still have the policy to interact with everyone because I don't want to become Jordan Peterson. I will always be an intellectual who interacts with everyone. But unfortunately, what it often means is I end up interacting with retards. Darby says, I don't know why anyone would watch a loser like Andy Warski, blah, blah, blah. And yet they seem to get thousands of viewers per show. I don't know. I mean, most people are retarded. So most people have, like, the mass of people on this planet that currently have dirty underwear is unfathomable. It's hard to conceive. Cat Lady Genocide says, how does a woman like Mama JF take up so much time? How to avoid such things with women? Any sort of woman maintenance is a full-time job. It's about 40 hours a week. And if she's crazy, it might be 80 hours a week. But let me tell you, any sort of woman maintenance of any kind, a woman is just there to introduce cost to your life. There's no getting away from it. Just her, even her being a very good woman, and even her not wanting to take your time, she ends up taking it. Because you go more often to stuff that she needs, you attend to her needs, you go buy stuff for her, she wants to come with you, you have to go to Tim Hortons because she wants a breakfast. It's like the amount of expenses and crap that any woman will bring into your life is absolutely insane. We're talking about like planet threatening levels of consumption. So no, there's no way out. Even if you get the perfect woman, she's still going to consume. Because that is, she's not even consuming because she has needs. She's consuming because she wants to reassure herself that you have resources. She's basically just testing you. So there's no way out. She wants the testing, and she's gonna complain if you don't respond to testing. And yes, it's like having another child, says Unconventional Wisdom. Yeah, women are pretty much up there. I mean, let me tell you, children can be low profile. Children can be low cost, low demand. They can be very independent. Woman, I've never seen that. I will leave you on the Magnificent Beast, the Moose. a moose that is particularly sturdy and lateralized in his footing. Much love. I'll see you all tomorrow. Cat Lady Genocide says, so it's like impulsive decisions all the time you have to put up with?
Yeah.
Darby says, but JF, do you recognize that in the rare case of a top man like Andrew Tate, women will fully submit to their man and be at their man's beck and call?
No.
No. The woman feels so unaccomplished. If she hasn't brought you down, if she hasn't torn you apart, if she hasn't consumed some of your flesh, that even if you're a top male like Andrew Tate, just look at what happened. He had this girlfriend. She's unsatisfied by the attention that he gives her. She goes to the New York Post. Blah, blah, blah. Abuse. He hit me. Blah, blah, blah. All women want to tear down their men. It's in their nature. That's how they measure the quality of the male. It's just how much insanity he can put up with. Just how much resources does he have that he can carry around a fucking Down syndrome retard? That is the nature of woman. It's like, I'm gonna be like the Down syndrome retard because I want to test if my male will be handicapped by this. It's like the peacock tail, really. It's like, I'm just testing that this male has what it takes to flee predators with a fucking ridiculous tail.